don't close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize when green ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and put on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. This is Milestone Episode 95.
Milestone. 95.
It seems like something should go with 95.
Do you know who was the WCW champion in 1995?
Hulk Hogan.
Stone Cold.
He was Hulk Hogan was one of them.
Boom.
Yep.
Hey, what number is Lightning McQueen?
That is also 95.
That's what I was thinking.
Ka-cha!
Mater. Hey, it's been a while since we've been in the graveyard, gentlemen.
You don't give away our secrets.
Well,
it feels like
it's been a while.
Well, it was last Monday.
Well, it's been so much longer than Thursday.
Craig, we had a Thursday.
That's what I said last Thursday.
Well, we have a special guest on the show today, a returning guest.
I'm glad to be here too, guys.
Welcome back, Craig.
Well, you just...
He's a guest.
A special guest.
No, not you, Craig.
Oh.
I mean, you're a guest. I wouldn't label you special.
Be our guest. Sorry.
Our guest today is friend of the show and former participant, Andrew from Nashville. Andrew, how's it going?
It's going great, guys. Glad to be back.
You last heard Andrew, he was on episode 75 and 76 for the in-studio planning parties, as Andrew had planned.
I really don't see how he survived those parties.
We're still doing some drywall work.
That is true. Pretty rave.
Yep.
We should have called it an in-studio planning rave.
I'm about hanging up the bubbles out of the carpet yet.
If you've been with the bubbles... You've been with us for a while. You may recall Andrew and his wife and daughter, Emma, age 3. They had planned to go on Thanksgiving break. Yes.
Okay. Just
yes, that's what I said.
Okay, making sure.
Uh-huh. And so Andrew is here today to do a recent trip rundown and see if our planning advice helped him at all. So Andrew, first of all.
Welcome back.
Wait, are we prepared if he says absolutely not?
I think that's what I'm expecting. Oh, okay. So
depends on how you're going into this, Craig.
Andrew, just as we begin, how was the trip?
The trip was unbelievable. We had a great time. Everything worked out perfectly. You know, these guys didn't talk to me before the show. Shameless plug for them. If I had not listened to the podcast, if I hadn't gone through and gotten their advice, this would have been an absolute train wreck. Probably wouldn't be going back anytime soon. So, you know, we felt really prepared. I felt like, you know, listening to you guys had my homework done, and we were ready, and things went well. So,
well, that's not it, listening to us is one thing, but then you still have to go out and do what's best for your family too. So it's not on us. It's you as the one. Fulfilling your destiny.
Don't you put that on us, Ricky Bobby.
Making it sound like we're helping him climb Everest or something. So, yeah, we're certainly thrilled to hear that some of our advice did pay off. We're going to kind of just shoot from the hip here. I know normally we're very planned out down to the minute here on these shows. But Craig, you got any questions for Andrew here near the beginning?
I'm going to let y'all handle most of this. My voice is about gone, so y'all take off and run with it.
Derek, why don't you start us off with a question for Andrew?
Andrew, can you remind us where you stayed at again?
So we stayed at Pop Century.
And what sections did you get into?
So we were in the 700s, and this was one of my major points early on. Matthew said in one of the episodes to make sure and call and ask for preferred rooms. And when I called probably 3 weeks before our trip, I waited way too late. Not good on my part. The cast member that I spoke with was super helpful and had to go through some hoops. And we were able to get in the 70s. So we were literally, 100 yards from the hub there where the bus stops are, where the food court is. where all that stuff was. So we were really close to everything, and that made things very, very nice.
Would you hold to the truth that it makes all the difference in the world where you stay?
Yes, I think it's incredibly important. You know, you walk so much when you're at Disney already, and you start adding up a little bit here and there, and it could have made a big difference. But I do think it was really nice to be where we were.
Can you refresh my memories one more time? How many times have you been there? Your wife, your daughter.
So Emma's never been. My daughter, this was her first trip. Okay. My wife went once when she was a teenager. I've been probably five or six times, but I was young every time. So this was the first trip back for any of us in probably 15 years.
We are glad to hear that you got that preferred room. It does make a big difference. So tell us a little bit about some of the highlights from day one. Now, Andrew has already informed us that he took diligent notes. But let's hear some of the highlights from the first day there.
So day one, I'll even start with the first day. You know, you guys did the episode of what you would do if you were outside of the parks when you were in Orlando. I actually was lucky enough that the Magic had a home game that night, and I was able to head into downtown Orlando.
Oh, nice.
As soon as we got in on Tuesday and went and caught a Magic game, and then just Ubered back out, and so we jumped in the parks the next day from there. But that was a good start to the trip for me, being a basketball coach and an actual Orlando Magic fan. Had a lot of fun with that.
How did Shaq and Penny do?
They were good. I actually watched 95 highlights on my phone during the game, because the Magic aren't actually that good right now. So day one, we kind of went with what you guys said. We arrived at the Pop Century bus stop at 7:30. 7:30 that morning, park opening at 9, and there was no wait at the bus stop. We were probably the fifth or sixth person in line. So that was really, really nice. We were on Main Street in the Magic Kingdom by 8:15. We took our time, hit some of the shops, bought Emma some mini ears, and, you know, just kind of took in the scenery there. We did buy the photo
memory
the photo pass. Memory Maker. There we go. We did buy the Memory Maker, so we stopped and got pictures on the way down Main Street at a couple of the spots. So that was great. Great that we were there early enough for that. We hit the opening show at 8:55. Emma loved it. She was all in from the moment we saw Cinderella's Castle. So I knew it was going to be an exciting 3 days. But she loved what we got to see. And then from there, at 9 o'clock, we went straight to the princess meet, and it only took us about 30 minutes to meet both. No fast passes on that one. So Cinderella was actually, we went to her side first, and she was behind. So we actually had to wait, even though we were the first people in line. It took us about 15 minutes for her to be ready and be back in her spot. And then we had another 15 minute wait for Rapunzel and Tiana on the other side.
Princesses do often take copious amounts of time.
Well, that's where your boy here will be tweeting Disney World. Get them out.
And we do want to remind everyone that you went the week of Thanksgiving.
Correct.
So
correct.
Heavy crowds that week.
Yeah, and we're about to get to we'll get to some day one blunders pretty quickly.
Uh oh.
just on my part. So we knew from that point that Emma was going to love to meet the princesses and all the characters. So we kind of doubled down on those throughout the rest of the trip. So my first mistake, I had a 9:30 to 10:30 fast pass at Enchanted Tales with Belle. And instead of doing the smart thing and going to a ride that maybe had a 30-minute wait already at that point, because I think everything was over 30 minutes, you know, right after park opening, we went straight and used our Enchanted Tales Fast Pass. And so I immediately regretted that when we came out, because the waits at everything else were, I mean, at Dumbo, the wait was 55 minutes.
Wow.
And that was at, you know, 9:45 in the morning. So, that's probably the biggest mistake I made throughout the entire trip, was not using my first round of fast passes that first day at the end of their window instead of at the start.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker. But still, that's why they should have opened it at 8 a.m. But hey, they're not asking us what the hour should be. So, what else did you enjoy there on day one?
So, we went over and hit Dumbo, 55-minute wait for that. The queue for Dumbo is great. It's a playground in there. I didn't know that was the case. Just a little indoor playground is a great little reprieve for Emma to get to run around and play a little bit. Then we used our Under the Sea Fast Pass at 11. We looked into meeting Ariel right after, but it was already at a 45-minute wait. So we just decided to pass on that, and we went straight over and just had an early lunch at the Columbia Harbor House. Mobile ordered, huge lines. We mobile ordered. I got it in. I made sure to get an exact number for you guys in 6 minutes.
Nice.
So I placed the mobile order, picked up the food in 6 minutes. We were on to the next thing. So I had the lobster roll, really, really good.
Was it oniony?
Not that I recall. I remember it being. I enjoyed it, and I'm not a big onion fan, so I don't think it was. Okay.
Just the last one I had from there was really oniony, so that's why I've not been back. Sorry to interrupt that.
No,
I had to question good. The food choices here.
Yeah, and I try to take good notes on the food choices so we could make sure and discuss, because that's another place where we kind of had some hiccups along the way. So then we kind of took our time, went to the 12 o'clock Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair. Emma loved that. She had a blast. Loved seeing the characters. That was probably her favorite thing the entire trip. We then headed on to walk over to Jungle Cruise. We left at about 12:20 from right there in front of Cinderella's Castle. Jungle Cruise Fast Pass at 12:40. And we shut it down for the morning at that point. Headed back. Took our nap. At 4:30, we were headed back to the Magic Kingdom. Again, no wait at the buses. Arrived by 4:45. So this is where our first day gets super interesting. We get off the bus, and I guess it was motion sickness. Emma throws up immediately off the bus.
Oh, no.
So we walk off the bus. She throws up her macaroni and cheese from lunch. And so now we have a decision to make, and I was a terrible parent, and we decided to push through. So uh-huh. We headed on into the parks, looked at trying to get on some rides. Everything seemed to be high. We had a later on fast pass. So Rachel and I decided to go to Cosmic Rays and eat. And upon contact with food, Emma threw up again. So we then shut it down for the day.
Oh, me.
There with her. So the first day for her, probably not spectacular. So we had her back to the, Pop Century by 6 o'clock that night.
Rough start for the little gal, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's one of those things it's hard to plan for that or prepare for that because I think you do your, I think you make the right choice and you try to make the best of the situation, and if it doesn't get better, you head back to the hotel.
Yeah, and our thinking was if we can get this under control in that evening and still have our last 2 days, we can get a lot of stuff done then, so. I, being the great parent I am, left and went back to the Magic Kingdom at 7:15. So I was gonna try to get as much out of my time there as I could. Everything was an unbelievable wait. Big Thunder Mountain was 95 minutes. The other stuff was well over 100. So I chose Big Thunder Mountain. Watched some NBA games on my phone with the Wi-Fi in the park in that gigantic long wait. Then hit the Haunted Mansion, about a 30-minute wait for it. Right over to Pirates, no wait. There was nobody there. That was about 10:15. Went into Tomorrowland to try to maybe... This was the extra magic hours, too. Went into Tomorrowland to try to wait for Space. Mine and Space were both over a 100-minute wait, so I just shut it down, got a Christmas cookie milkshake, and headed back to the resort.
How was the Christmas cookie milkshake?
It was good. It was really good. Good. It was exactly what you would think. It tasted just like a Christmas cookie. I mean, it was
a vanilla shake.
It was worth doing.
Where'd you get that?
Oh, man, that's a great question. So it's whatever is between... So if you turn around from where you enter Space Mountain and look directly back the opposite direction.
Anti-gravity?
Anti-gravity, yeah.
Yes, that's what it is. Yep, sorry.
Yeah, well, especially on holiday weeks like that, sometimes you just kind of have to cut your losses when the waits are so long and call it a night and try to get more done the next day.
Yeah, and I was a little discouraged going leaving day one, because I thought, man, if it's going to be like this every day, this may have been a bad choice. But everything started looking up after that. The next two days were really, really good.
Well, that's great to hear. So we've again, and I think, guys, you can chime in on this. I think the first day there, you know, you can do all the planning, you can do all the prep, but until you really get there
and do it
and see the mass of humanity that is there, it's really hard to be prepared.
Yeah,
we can talk
about it all we want, but until you experience it, it's harder to understand. Would you agree with that?
I would definitely agree.
Absolutely.
What about you, Kirk?
Absolutely. I think we can talk about it, but like the first time I ever went with my family, you know, people would tell me all about it. I looked at tour guide Mike. I did all this stuff. But until you get there, you really can't picture what it's like. So, yeah, I completely agree with that. But I imagine after that first day, you kind of had a feel of how things were then, right, Andrew?
Definitely, yeah. That's exactly how I felt. You know, you kind of get your bearings and understand what it's going to look like the rest of the way. And I think that definitely helped us the next 2 days.
So second day, now this is Thanksgiving Day we're talking. Your second
Thanksgiving
full day,
in the park. We're headed to the Animal Kingdom this day.
And Emma's feeling better, I'm assuming?
Much better, yep. Woke up, ready to go. She got a long, long night's sleep. She was the first one up the next day, so she was ready to rock and roll.
And nothing says Thanksgiving like Animal Kingdom. Just my personal opinion.
Quaharini.
C.
So, Andrew, tell us about how the morning goes on the second day.
So, we actually, I got in a little bit of trouble with the other adult traveling with us, because she felt like we were at the Magic Kingdom too early the day before, because we did have like 45 minutes of time there on Main Street, and she wanted a little bit more sleep. So, Animal Kingdom opened at 8 this day, so we did not get to the Pop bus stop until 7:50.
Oh,
so we were a little bit behind that day. We weren't planning to rope drop anything though. The way our fast passes worked out, we didn't need to try to be there super early.
Right.
So 7:50 Pop bus stop, no wait again. We were at Animal Kingdom by 8:15. Did the whole picture thing again, Tree of Life pictures at 8:25. Since we already had fast passes for Kilimanjaro Safari and meet Minnie and Mickey and Navi River Journey. So we just headed over to Dino Land and rode Triceratops Spin 3 times with no wait.
Nice.
You know, right out of the gate. Emma wanted to, you know, she just wanted to keep going, and there was no wait. So we, you know, we kept going, rode it 3 times. And then at 8:55, we took a little bit of a risk here. Emma saw Cali River Rapids and felt like she wanted to do it. And there was no wait for that. And we got on it, and she didn't love it. She didn't love it, but we made it through it with no tears.
Did you get wet? Did you get soaked?
She didn't like that, but we did not. We were a little wet, but nothing too bad. Emma acted like she had been drowned during it, but we were damp at worst. So right from there, we went and just kind of took our time. We had a 9:20 fast pass, meet Mickey and Minnie. Did that. That was Emma's favorite character meet for sure. She loved it. Got some great pictures with the Memory Maker. And from there, we went and got in line for Festival of the Lion King. And that was, I believe the showtime was 10. And we got in line at 9:30. We're probably, you know, 30, 40 people behind, and had great seats. Probably five rows from the front. Did the Festival of the Lion King. Went and used our 10:40 Kilimanjaro Safari Fast Pass. Made it out 5 minutes before our 11:25 Tusker House reservation. Great lunch. They had all the Thanksgiving, you know, all the Thanksgiving regulars that you'd expect on the buffet. So it was really good lunch. Enjoyed that.
So what are some of the things, like, so what did they have on the Tusker House buffet? Because that sounds like things they don't usually have.
Yeah, so they had your mac and cheese, they had cranberry sauce, they had dressing, they had turkey slice and ham slice, so the guy was up there carving both of those.
Nice.
Green bean casserole. It felt like what you would get at a Thanksgiving dinner, really.
Was the cranberry sauce in the shape of a can?
It was not, and what? Not a lot of people were getting into it, so I stayed away from it as well.
I can't believe that.
But it still sounded like
they also
what,
had
Derek?
Mini corn dogs too, which was a pleasant surprise after I ate a regular Thanksgiving meal, I went ahead and knocked out some mini corn dogs, too.
Everybody was staying away from the cranberry sauce because what did it sound like, Derek?
the extra plot. So it sounds like the second day is going great. Any other highlights there from Animal Kingdom?
Yeah, we actually, this was probably what I considered our best day. Emma got to do so many fun things for her. Like, she is all into music, and there's the drums that are set up between Tusker House and the Tree of Life there.
Yeah.
And she got to play with those. They've got the African band. It's kind of that dance. I mean, it's just pretty much a dance party.
Oh, yeah.
Right out the street, and we did that twice, and that was... I mean, she had more fun doing that than probably most things that day. So, you know, we figured out that she liked characters. We met a ton of characters. You know, we met, gosh, the list is huge. Pocahontas, Donald, Daisy, Timon. We met Chip and Dale, Scrooge, Launchpad McQuack. She didn't even know who some of these people were, but she wanted to meet them. And we ended up having to get an autograph book because she wanted to wanted cool. to meet all the characters. So,
yeah, the Dino Land Bash is at Donald's Dino Land Bash. It's mm-hmm. it's a great place over there. A lot of characters we met. Well, good. That's great. Guys, you got anything else for day two?
Did you not make it over to Pandora at all?
We did. We had a fast pass for Navi River Journey. Loved the ride. Really good ride. Emma loved the colors and all of the visual effects. She really enjoyed that. I didn't even try to get on Flight of Passage. Flight of Passage had waits of 150 minutes at times.
Sure.
While we were there, and that's just not something I was interested in trying to do.
Yeah, most people are not. That's not worth your time. So how late did you stay at Animal Kingdom that day?
So we actually left Animal Kingdom at 6. So we powered through, no nap, and just had a blast, really. I mean, we ate
awesome.
Ate dinner at Flame Tree Barbecue, did a second safari. Like I said, all the character meets. Emma played in the Boneyard for a little while. Then we went back and closed it down. I got a Dole Whip, and we watched Emma dance with the band and enjoy that. So, you know, that's kind of where we ended that day. Really good day, though.
All right. Well, we'll just move right along. Tell us about day number 3. This is Black Friday, and I'm assuming you just probably spent all day at Disney Springs getting deals. That's what you do, right?
All
there.
Day at Disney mm-hmm. Springs. We didn't even think about venturing anywhere else. Once we were in. So yeah,
Disney Springs is the Mecca. So tell us about day 3. Back to Magic Kingdom, correct?
Yep. So day 3, back to Magic Kingdom. There were extra magic hours that morning from 8 to 9. So we didn't utilize it like we should have. So this is where our travels got a little bit interesting. So with extra magic hours, we got at the Pop bus stop at the exact same time we did it the first day.
Uh-huh.
The line, yeah, you already know. The line for the Magic Kingdom bus was enormous. It was unbelievably long. I wasn't going to stand in it. So what we did was we took the Epcot bus, who had just shown up. Nobody was going to Epcot. I think we were 4 people on the entire bus. Jumped over to Epcot, got on the monorail, and rode over to the Magic Kingdom from there. And I wasn't sure if I'd made a good decision or not. It ended up being a wash. I actually saw a guy that was probably 10 people ahead of me in line. He was right in front of us as we were scanning our Magic Bands to go in the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, wow.
So it ended up being a 45-minute trip either way.
And yeah.
We got there at 8:15. So,
I mean, I would consider that a win for you since you got to experience the monorail too. So
that's what I said at the time. I said, you know, we got to ride the monorail. We came over, saw Epcot, you know, from a distance, of course. And you know, I thought it ended up being a good thing. So,
yeah, I would say so. Well, good for you. Good. Way to make that call on the fly there.
So 8:15, got to Magic Kingdom. We were on Pooh at 8:30. It was about a 20-minute wait, even with the extra magic hours. As soon as we got off of Pooh, we jumped on Mad Tea Party. There was no wait. It was a walk-on. 9:05, went to Space Ranger Spin, about a 20-minute wait for that. 9:45, we had a fast pass for Peter Pan's Flight. At 10, we decided just to slow down. Our next fast pass wasn't until 10:40. couldn't really get the, you know, the fast pass system with so many people there, we couldn't really upgrade anything or move anything up. So we just all went and sat down. I had a, Derek will hate this, I had the big turkey leg. Emma and Rachel shared a Mickey pretzel. So we just kind of relaxed there in, man, what is that place called?
I hate asking this, but how was the turkey leg?
It was great. I'm sorry, I loved it.
It's ham.
I was really loved excited it, Derek. About it. But I was in for the turkey leg from the beginning. I enjoyed the turkey leg. So 10:40 we used our small world fast pass. 10:55 meet aerial with a 30-minute wait, and then we knocked out a couple more meets. Met Pluto at 12:15. Now that was a long wait, and it was well worth it. We probably got the best picture of the trip of Emma with Pluto. So it was really good. And then we departed for a nap at 1:00. And then, so we came back, departed for the Magic Kingdom at 5:00, no wait on the buses coming back. We hit up some snacks before seeing the Frozen show. Emma's a huge, huge Frozen fan. We went to Sunshine Tree Terrace. I got the citrus swirl there. The girls just got ice cream. 5:50, we jumped in line for the Frozen show that started at 6:15. So we were almost 30 minutes early. And if we had been any later, I'm not sure we would have been able to have gotten a spot where we could have seen. It was unbelievably packed. There were people everywhere.
Wow.
Trying to get to the castle. You couldn't move. I mean, it was rough, but Emma loved the show. Well worth it. I just put under my notes, chaos. So,
yeah, it's a very popular show.
Yeah. And it was good. It was a good show. I mean, it was fun for our group for sure.
And how was the citrus swirl?
Citrus swirl was good. I liked it. I thought it was good. But the citrus swirl was good.
Sorry, I shouldn't harass the guest.
You're harassing the guest.
No, I'm good with it. I'm good with it. I like the food like debates here. I enjoy food. So.
I feel like he wants, since he's been in the studio, so I'm giving him a little harder time than usual. I just find the citrus swirl too tart.
Craig, you okay over there, man?
I'm good.
So, any other highlights there from that last day?
So we ate at the Pinocchio Village House, and I had the chicken parm. That was probably our worst meal while we were there. Didn't think it was very good.
Derek, you got something to say? Derek looks like he has something to say.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
Come on with it.
Derek's not a fan of the Village House.
I'm not.
And
the reason we went was it was the convenient. Parks were packed, yeah. And we were close, and we said, you know, let's just get somewhere and sit down. It's been a long day. And the menu looks good. Like, when you look at the menu, it's stuff that you think, at least for our group, we're interested in eating.
Well, you think they can't mess this up.
Yeah, until you eat they it. Can.
Now, breakfast there was outstanding, but... nothing else.
It's not there anymore.
And guys, it's even Andrew now, when I go, there's times where I remember last year when it was a little crowded around Christmas time and we were there. You have all these plans of things you want to accomplish and would like to do in these places you'd like to eat. And sometimes you just have to say, okay, we're close. We're going to eat here. We're going to take a break. And, you know, that's sometimes convenience is a little bit better than trying to find the best counter service meal that you can.
Yeah, and that was a big thing for us. They've got bathrooms right there next to it. It's kind of in the middle of where everything is at. So that was what we went with. You know, it was a serviceable meal. It was fine.
But you can check that off for next time on your trip. We tried that. We won't do that again.
Yeah, definitely. So then we had I got another late fast pass. This day I actually ended up with, let's see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 fast passes
in the day,
which was I thought was going to be impossible to do based on the first day, and they weren't for big time rides. Like they weren't for like one Under the Sea, small. You know, we had Small World and Pan early on, but we had another one for Under the Sea. We got back to back ones for Magic Carpet. So
nice.
I'm literally sitting in the back of the Magic Carpet. Emma and Rachel are in the front, and I'm on the app getting the next fast pass to just get right back in line and do it again.
Isn't it crazy how that works? And you just pass all the same people in line.
Yeah. But people were all just standing there watching, and we're getting to ride it for the second time. And I think we could have ridden it a third time, but
my crew was starting to wear down at about 8:45 that night.
Yeah, so that's a long day.
My Rachel decided she was going to go buy some gifts to take home to, you know, family, coworkers, friends. So Emma and I went on a, Derek will enjoy this, the Penny Press extravaganza is what I wrote down. So from the episode, that one of the episodes I re-listened to was the letter, the alphabet, you know, what am I packing and what am I taking to Disney? So I had a ton of quarters and pennies. Like, I was loaded up. I was ready to go. And so we hit probably, I think we hit 6 penny presses and got every penny at all of them on the way. And you'd have thought I was buying $100 gifts for Emma. Like, she, that's the one thing when she gets home from school or, you know, we're looking at Disney stuff, she goes and gets those pennies out all the time. So I would highly suggest you doing that and taking those things. And some of them have credit card readers and some of them don't. So you never know.
Were you able to pack your over the door shoe hanger when you went
and your rain suit?
We did not take an over the door shoe hanger. We didn't. That's make surprising. That.
How was the weather there?
So the weather was great. Did not rain any. No rain. Nice. It was. So the first day I went shorts and a long sleeve t-shirt, and it was a little chilly at the start and a little warm about noon. Yeah. But other than that, I mean, it could not have been better. The hottest day was our third day, and I just wore my fantastic Grim Grinning Guys
yes.
t-shirt.
We saw that on Twitter. Appreciate it. Yeah.
So, you know, I had a lot of people stop me, wanted to know which Grim Grinning Guy I was. I had to tell them, you know, I'm not.
I bet they did.
Just a fan. Just a fan, guys. Just
that's
a fan.
Why you, please, that's picture. Why you couldn't get as much done as you would have
thought. That's why you turned that shirt inside out.
Yeah.
we apologize.
So, for 15 minutes there at 8:45, me and Emma just hunted penny presses down and then left the park at 9, and that was our trip.
Well, sounds awesome. I think all things considered, I mean, being your first time and going at one of the most crowded times of the year, I'd say you had a pretty good trip. What do you think, guys?
I think you did, except for maybe Pinocchio's.
Well, and then Cinderella not getting ready in time.
Well, yeah, I know. Geez, she started us off bad.
They got all night to get her ready.
She's got her own place.
Exactly. It's her castle.
In the park.
But, Andrew, how many people did you see there that you knew had not planned a lick for the trip?
Oh,
you could
goodness.
Tell it.
It was unbelievable. You know, I felt really good because I had, you know, I had my notes, but that kind of got blown up right out of the gate. But I was mentally ready for what we needed to do. And, you know, I felt like we had a plan every single step of the way that we could fall back on. And there were people that were just lost, you know, standing in long, long lines, not getting a lot done. Kids crying, you know, we zipped around, got everything done as quickly as we could. So, you know, all things considered, like you said, for the amount of people that were there, the time of year, I think we did really, really well.
Yeah, one of the most important things I think for all of our listeners and for anybody planning a trip is you have to be ready. Like you said, you kind of had a backup plan in place. You have to be ready to change things and change plans on the fly, because you know, you can't always account for are the kids going to get sick, or are they going to like rides or characters more? And sometimes it's just a matter of you do just have to wait. You talked about waiting to meet Pluto. You know, sometimes you, as bad as we may not want to wait, if it's something our kids really want to do, you just kind of have to bite the bullet and go with it. And it sounds like you made the best of the situation that you had given the crowds. And we applaud you, Mr. Andrew, for a job well done.
Well, you guys set me up for success, that's for sure.
And the bill will be in the mail soon.
Well, you know, I just got back from Disney, so it's probably, that check will probably bounce.
I understand.
It'll bounce for us all. Now, were there some other things you said you wanted to mention?
Yeah, so a couple of good things about Pop Century. We loved the room. The room was nice, updated. Had the second fold-down bed, so nobody had to deal with me. You know, I got my own bed. That was a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
The rooms, like I said, they're a little bit small, but they're nice. You can manage it. With the three of us, we were able to manage it. The one negative that we had at Pop Century is we were pool view, and there were probably 20 people using the pool during the day, during our nap time, that, mm-hmm. you know, 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And you would have thought it was spring break 2018, because they had the music up. They had a DJ out there. You know, it was loud. It was hard to be able to get Emma to calm down and get to sleep. So
yeah.
The only thing I would do differently with Pop Century is I would try to get on the other side of the other side where you're not pool view.
Yeah, that we were on the opposite side of the building on fall break, and it was, you could definitely tell a difference in the two sides. So they put that on the website and make you think, oh, pool view, that's but in a lot of ways, especially if you got little ones and you're going to try to nap, it's not really a better thing. So, but again, we all learn from our trips, good things, bad things.
Yep. And the food court, it's just like you guys said, it's a good food court, quality stuff. I would suggest, I'm a big Diet Coke drinker, so I would get that refillable mug. I told myself I'm just going to drink water. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to pay this money for Diet Cokes. And then by the midway through the first day, I probably already had enough to have paid for the refillable mug.
There you go.
So, you know, that's a definite tip that you should pass along.
Fill that thing up as often as you can, right, Craig?
Absolutely. Especially since it comes free with a dining plan.
There were people stressed out about using the dining plan at every restaurant we went to. They were like, is this a snack? Is this a full meal? Is this two credits? Is this one credit? And I was like, guys, I'm glad that they're just swiping my magic band and charging me blindly.
It's like, using the dining plan is like having your taxes done. There's so many exceptions, and it's crazy to figure it all out. Anything else from the trip you want to make mention of before we move on to our longest running segment?
No, I think that's it. I think it's a fantastic place to go, and we're excited to go back soon. Don't know how soon it'll be, but we're ready to get back down.
Well, that's the most important thing, is to hear that you're planning on going back, because there's plenty that only go once, have a bad experience, and don't return as a result. So we're glad that we were able to help you on your journey to the most magical place on Earth. And now, it's time for a segment we like to call
Grim.
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 Grinning, grinning.
Grimness. You can definitely tell Craig is under the weather. Well,
maybe we need to switch spots.
Maybe so. Andrew, would you like to ask the Grim, Grinning, Greatness question?
So from your planning for Disney trips, what is the biggest mistake that you've ever made when planning?
We're going to let Derek go first. Go for it, Derek.
I think this was early when we were first going. We would underestimate timing with busing or getting to various spots. I think that was the biggest thing that we had trouble kind of nailing down, was Disney recommends an hour and a half to get somewhere, and that's probably pretty accurate. You probably want to allow yourself at least an hour, if not that hour and a half, but to really take yourself out of a park or something to go somewhere else is difficult, and that can make your day a lot more stressful, just the traveling to and from and not giving yourself the appropriate amount of time.
That's a good answer, Derek. I'll go ahead.
I know, that's why I said it.
He's giving me a hard time because I'm in the graveyard every time. I think for me, this also goes back to my first trip, and that is just frivolous spending, I guess is the best way to put it. I know with the first trip we took, it's like, okay, we need to get the dining plan. And then we used the dining plan, but we didn't give thought to, okay, we need to use it at the more expensive meals. And so I know we lost money getting the dining plan that first trip. Or, you know, we got the park hopper ticket that first trip, which we were there for like 8, we were there for 10 days, but we only park hopped 3 days, I think. Or, you know, there's different little things that you spend money on that you really don't find value in. And that's one of the reasons we have this show, is to help you not only save time, but also save money and have a better value in your experience at Walt Disney World. So you can, I guess, just being not, you know, we don't want to think about every nickel and dime that we spend there. But I think we need to also understand that you don't have to buy everything that they're offering. And Craig, biggest planning tip? Planning mistake, rather.
Planning mistake. I'm going to say, it's probably not resting, not planning for rest.
A good one.
Just trying to go through it. I guess it's a two-parter for me. It's not playing the rest and also staying too many days. We've stayed before 10 days a couple times, and that's just too much. I love Disney, but 10 days is too much. You get everything in by then, and then you're kind of wondering what to do next. But you feel like you've spent this kind of money. I need to be in the parks, and you just wear yourself out. And then you get back home, and then you're worn out. So, but if you are going to go 10 days, rest. If you go 8 days, rest. If you go 4 days, rest. But that's probably what I would say. Be sure to plan that in. What about you, Andrew?
Yeah, mine's kind of a mix of Craig and Matthew's answer. We did a good job probably the first day of not spending a ton of money because we were conscious of it. And then by the time we got to day two, we were like, whatever. Like you get worn down by the trying to find the best ways to save. And so, you know, we probably didn't bring enough. You know, Derek said to bring some small gifts for the kids, and we didn't do that. And that nickel and dime, I mean, we probably ended up spending $75 to $100 on little stuff for Emma that we could have done so much cheaper if we had planned it out. And then, you know, going into the first day, I thought we had to do everything we could when we got there, and that's not the case. And you can't think that way, because if you think that way, you don't enjoy it as much. Like, the worst day for me was day one, because I felt like I had planned poorly when that wasn't really the case. There was things that were out of my control you can't plan for, and you just kind of have to go with it. So,
right. That's pretty good. Yeah, the flexibility is a key, too, because you can't plan for everything. I mean, for instance, our last trip, us three, when Mount Everest was closed. And we kind of planned on everything going around that, and then but we did we dropped back and punted because we kind of saw a different way to go, a different thing to do, so it worked out. But yeah, you have to be prepared for unprepared stuff.
I don't recall having a football on that trip, Derek.
And I was going to apologize for kicking him again, but I've already done that numerous times.
I was in concussion protocol, so I don't remember everything.
Well, Andrew, we do appreciate you joining us on the show today, and we're glad we were able to help you on your planning advice.
What? Well, thanks for having me, guys. It really, really was a big help. You guys made it easy for us to be successful.
Well, listeners, we thank you for joining us today. If you have a recent trip rundown that you would like to share with us, email us, grimgrinningguys@gmail.com.
One other thing we haven't mentioned yet, Matthew, since our previous recordings, you can get your swag now.
Yes, you can. You can go to Tee Public. That's TEEPublic.com. Search Grim Grinning Guys, and hopefully we'll pop up. Or you can follow us on social media. We're sending out a direct link to our gear. You can get Grim Grinning Guys t-shirts, long sleeve tees, tank top, hoodies, notebooks, iPhone cases, tote bags, coffee mugs, and much more. And you can get them in numerous colors.
And new designs coming soon.
Yes. As you leave, listeners, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
Hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a sim.